Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Easy Natural English. As usual, talking to you in natural English that's a little bit easier so you can get used to English in a natural way. And today's topic, I'm going to talk about English exams, or more specifically, about why English exams don't really matter. So, I know if you need the qualification, if you need the certificate, you know, which I know a lot of you do. So, you know, if you want to get a job in a particular company, or if you want to study in a university overseas, I know you need the certificate. So in that case, you know, study for the exam because you have no choice. But what I want to say is when it comes to speaking real English, like native speakers, the exams, they're not really related, unfortunately. Unfortunately, you know, I think this is a problem with the people who make these exams. And I know they have a hard job. It's hard to assess somebody's English level or any language level. It's hard to, you know, come up with these tests. So I don't know exactly a better way to do it. But the reason I want to talk about this is because a lot of my students have tried to take exams, and then they got a score that wasn't as good as they expected. And then they tell me that they are disappointed, of course, but they also say, my English isn't good. You know, my English isn't good enough. But usually the students who say this, I can hear that their English is actually very good. And we can have a very comfortable, natural conversation quite easily. So if you fail an English exam, or if you don't get a good score on an English exam, don't think that that means your English isn't good, because that is not the case. It just means you weren't ready for that particular exam. And the reason I know this is true, so, you know, I've been an English teacher for a long time, and I've seen many English exams, and some of these questions are so just so old-fashioned and like very sort of formal, and they're just not like English that people really use. And because of that, my brother in the UK, so he's my brother, I'm from the UK and he's from the UK, and he is a native English speaker, and actually he's a smart guy, you know, he's very intelligent, he's very funny, and being funny you need to have good speaking skills. And he has his own business, you know, so he is a clever guy. There's definitely nothing wrong with him. But he tried to take the IELTS exam, which maybe some of you know. That's the Cambridge English exam. And he tried 4 times and he couldn't pass. You see, he's a native English speaker. He's lived his whole life in England. He only speaks English. Speaks English every day, you know, he has no problems with communicating. You know, of course, he runs his own business, so he has to do a lot of difficult tasks like, you know, accounting, dealing with money, you know, talking with customers, using business English. So, of course, his English level is perfectly fine as a native English speaker, but he couldn't pass these exams. He wanted to take the exam because he was thinking about moving to Australia, and having this certificate would help the visa process, even if you are a native speaker. So that's why, if you were wondering why he tried this. But see, the thing is, like, real English communication, or real communication in any language, is quite different from these exams, because these exams ask you, like, very complicated kind of grammar that really we just don't use. Like, you know, often when I've been teaching for exams, my students ask me, like, is this correct? Or is this, you know, yeah, is this how you use this grammar? And I say sometimes, like, yes, this is correct, but you know, I don't think I have ever used this in my whole life as a native English speaker. So, you know, there's really a problem with how these exams are made. You know, if a native English speaker is failing these exams, there's a problem. So, yeah, my point is, if you take one of these exams and you don't pass, like, don't think that means your English is not good. Because your English could be native level and you can still fail. So, yeah, if you need the certificate for a job or a university application, then of course you have no choice and you need to take the exam. And actually, I've had a lot of experience preparing people for exams. So if you need a teacher for that, then please talk to me on iTalki. You know, you can find the link for that below the YouTube video or in the description of my podcast, and you can take a lesson with me and I'll help you prepare for your exam. But if you don't need that paper, then I would recommend not studying the grammar related to the exam, because it won't be directly useful in real everyday English. So if you want to understand real everyday English, then it is better to spend your time interacting with real everyday English. So interacting means coming into contact with, touching real English. So that could be practicing conversation with a native speaker. Again, I'm on iTalki, come and talk to me and I'll help you. Or watching movies, listening to this podcast, you know, listening to other podcasts, listening to English music, looking at the lyrics, reading books in English. So yeah, that's how native speakers learn to speak. You know, when I was growing up, I watched movies, I listened to English music, I read English books, and over time, you know, my English vocabulary grew and I, you know, got an adult's level of English. So that's, you know, if you listen, have been listening to me for a while, you know, that's how I study Japanese. I study by trying to use real Japanese. I read books like novels in Japanese. I read the newspaper in Japanese. Yeah, I only watch Japanese TV and movies and things. Yeah, these days I'm not watching anything in English because I'm really trying to get my Japanese level up. So yeah, try to just interact with English, with real English, as much as possible. Because, yeah, some of the grammar used in these exams is just not going to be useful for you. And also, I think when you learn too much complicated grammar and too much complicated vocabulary too early, then you can get it all confused in your head. It's better to be a really comfortable intermediate level than a kind of messed up advanced level. You know, some students, they know lots of really complicated vocabulary, but they have trouble just making a simple sentence. So I think foundation is important first. Just get comfortable making everyday sentence. And understanding everyday sentences, because most of what we say every day is very simple. You know, as a native English speaker, most of my day, what I say in English is just, oh, what do you want to eat? Are you hungry? What did you think about that movie? Oh, that was a good movie. Do you like this book? Yeah, that's a great book. I like the main character. You know, just simple things. I'm not using difficult words. So yeah, just really focus on foundation first. And if you need to get the certificate, then by all means, study for the exam. But if you don't really need the result of the exam, don't let that be a test of your English. The real test of your English would be watch a movie, like a Disney movie, see how much you can understand. That's a real test of your English, because that is just real everyday English that's being used in movies and TV shows and things like that. And if you don't understand them, then keep repeating it until you do, and searching for those words, things like that. Okay, well, thank you very much. I hope I've encouraged some of you. I don't want to discourage you. I don't want to say, don't study. But I just want you to know that exams are not everything. So please don't feel bad if you get a bad exam result. It doesn't really reflect your English level. So just keep working hard on yourself. You know, judge yourself. Don't let those exams judge you. And yeah, keep working hard. You will get better. I'm sure of it. So thank you all for listening today. If you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe. If you're on the podcast, please review. Everybody share with your friends, and I will see you all back here next time.